this game needs a goal. Surely that's not actually a cliche. That's just a thing.
That's just something that needs to happen.
I wonder what dodgeball commentators would have to say about this. The reason why I'm wondering is that it is nearly 26 minutes past eight and we need to do the next piece, which is about dodgeball.
Well, how useful.
One of Suffolk's fastest growing sports clubs is back in training and ready for an appearance at the county's workplace games this week. From next year, the Ipswich Mavericks Dodgeball Club will be flying higher than ever before.
This is Simon Robert Fenn, chairman and captain of the Ipswich Mavericks dodgeball team. In our second season now. Last season we were in non-league and we were quite triumphant, to say the least. Out of five tournaments we won four, so came top of the league with the most points. So it was four wonderful trophies for tournaments that we got, and lots of gold medals for all the players, and also a trophy for being first in the league or in the non-league. We're now in Division 2 UK South. Our playoffs now will be against the same seven or eight teams every time we have a fixture, and we only ever get to play them once. We kind of have to make every single one count.
Vince has a highlight jump of the season. Oh, two out!
It's going to be good. We've already said it's going to be the most controversial season so far with the banter between the teams. So I'm looking forward to it, and so are they. And we've got some teams that we've never played before, such as Cardiff Dragons. And some other teams, so it's going to be good. It's going to really test us.
So taking on the likes, so you mentioned Cardiff Dragons, I think you face a team from Leicester as well, and Bristol. How do you get about? How do you fund this? It's a lot of dedication, isn't it? But I imagine it being an underground sport, it's hard to get some cash.
Yeah, it is. It's. I can only thank the players, because the guys who we have in the club, any dodgeball player will tell you, you know, sponsorship is very hard to come by. Only a few teams really have it. So we are completely self-funded. So you're looking at every time we want to enter a tournament, it's £50. So we have to get, you know, six players to shell out for that. And then there's petrol and there's food as well, which normally end up being something like KFC or McDonald's, the most unhealthy thing you can think of. But after...
real sportsman's
diet.
Yeah. On the issue of money, without actually naming companies involved, I know you had some bad news with regards to sponsors a couple of months ago, so you're actively seeking, I guess, somebody to come in and sponsor.
We're actively seeking. We always are. We have been since our inception. I think every dodgeball team would love to have sponsors. Last season, like I said, we were completely self-funded. Our kit company that we had at the beginning of the season, our kit provider, unfortunately dissolved is probably the right word, or just disappeared, upped and left the planet, and didn't even actually inform us. So now we've got an influx of new players, and we kind of like need a new kick.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
We've seen from the film as well that it's good to watch, which brings me to TV coverage. How far away do you think that is? And have you ever gone to a dodgeball social event and things like, Olympic sport in such and such a year? Has that ever come up?
There was the European Championships a couple of weeks ago, and what they're doing now is that they've, next year in Manchester, is going to be the World Dodgeball Championships. It's definitely raising the profile of the sport, the fact that we're actually actively getting out there and getting people to travel from all over the world, not just from across Europe, to actually compete in Manchester next year, which is, I think, is a huge achievement. And hopefully, you know, that will bring it that one step closer to getting the coverage that it so desperately needs and warrants.
Was that from Top Gun, that music? I'm not sure. Did I correctly identify
well
it?
Done,
oh
yes.
My goodness, how did I manage that? It sounded the 80s. So, dodgeball, how much do we know about the rules of dodgeball? Brenner, you know about sports.
Yeah, but not dodgeball.
Okay.
I've seen the film.
There's a film with Ben Stiller? Yes.
Well, yeah, called Dodgeball.
Okay.
I've seen that.
Sarah Lily, you know about this, because anybody aged under 10, which Sarah isn't, but can sometimes be... no, there's a reason for this. Anyone aged under 10, I think, knows about dodgeball, because the game gets played a lot at kind of, you know,
yes.
sport clubs and holiday clubs and all sorts. And I know you've got some young friends, haven't you?
I have. And I suggested we play a game of dodgeball in their back garden. Yeah. And the best thing is, I think they think I invented that game.
Brilliant.
Don't tell them.
So for those who don't know, because we did have a texter saying, what are the rules, please? Don't know anything about it. Very briefly, basically, the object of the game, this is from the official National Amateur Dodgeball Association. The object of the game is to eliminate all opposing players, not literally, you know, just... metaphorically speaking.
Get them out.
By getting them out. This may be done by 1, hitting an opposing player with a live thrown ball below the shoulders, or 2, catching a live ball thrown by your opponent before it touches the ground. Is everyone clear on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We weren't playing to those rules. We were just throwing it and trying to get out of the way.
The Sarah Lilly rules of dodgeball, yes.